Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. And yes, I'm in the mobile studio today. Sorry, I don't have a headset on, so it might be a little bit more echoey. I'm in a 100 zone right now, so apologize for any road noise and so forth that's coming through. So I've just come from a meeting with one of my businesses that are in my local networking group, and they work in the panel industry, the panel shop, fixing up cars and stuff. But the more and more discussions that I've had, I mean, we've got 46 members now, I think maybe 47 in our chapter, and as I talk to more and more people, it's very clear that our staffing seems to be the number one global issue that people are having, not just here locally, but around the globe. And so I hear amongst my networks overseas in the US and around the world, everybody's having some staffing issues. A big part of it seems to be stemming from the amount of stimulus that has been put into the economy by governments around the world to pay people for jobs to hold them while we're in lockdown and so forth, and a lot of people are getting paid more than they would be if they were actually doing the job. And I heard a number from here last week, or it might have been the week before, something like I think a $60,000 job, it was costing $118,000 during the COVID lockdown to keep that job open. In other words, rather than get $60,000 a year, the person was giving the equivalent of $118,000 a year. And just crazy, crazy numbers. So now we've got, certainly in my town here in Melbourne, we've got a number of major infrastructure projects in play at the moment. One of the big ones is we have what's called the Metro Tunnel, which is a train tunnel which is going under the city to link other rail networks. It's a massive, massive job. And there's that, and we're also, as part of, well, it's not really related, it just happens to also relate to rail, but they're removing a whole bunch of road level crossings, so to make it safer. So rather than having, a boom gate comes down, or we call them boom gates here anyway, a boom gate comes down and the cars stop and the trains go through, the number of people that are killed at these intersections is just absolutely bananas. And it's like, because people are rushing through to get through, to miss the train and all that kind of stuff and misjudge it and all that kind of stuff. So they're removing them. Some of them are going under the railway line, but most of them are going over. And so it's huge, huge, huge jobs. They've got to change a whole range of infrastructure. You've got the concreting, you've got the electrical, you've got the roadworks, you name it. And that has meant that they need a whole bunch of people that have never worked in the industry before. There's just a big demand for them. And to give you an example, we call them, I call them lollipop people. Yeah, they hold the sign with the round, the stick with the big sign at the top of it, which in our country, it says stop on one side and it says slow on the other. They get paid something like $70 an hour. Australian. Now, when you consider that somebody, say, working in a supermarket here might get $17 an hour, maybe more, then that's a massive difference for just standing there and holding a sign. And so there are a lot of jobs out available right now that are being paid very, very high dollars for doing pretty much no thinking, not really a lot of training, and they're just out there earning it. And so what's happening is that these people are talking to their mates and saying, well, why are you working so hard for $35 an hour? So these people are talking about spray painters, car spray painters, being paid. No, well, actually, I won't reveal how much, just for, I don't know, maybe it was sharing, well, it was sharing confidence, and I don't know whether it's an industry rate or not, but, you know, being paid X when they could be paid a lot more and the work is easier. And so they're having a lot of trouble getting staff, and they're not the only industry, though. I'm seeing it in hospitality, because, again, hospitality is not a highly paid, I was going to say, sport industry. And so if somebody that's got that level of skill can go and hold a lollipop on the side of the road and get maybe paid 2 to 3 times what they're getting paid doing something that's much more, you know, many more hours and more labor intensive, then it's a no-brainer for a lot of people. My way of thinking is this. That's short-term thinking, because those jobs aren't going to be around forever. And people are not being loyal to the people that have supported them during COVID and doing those sorts of things. And so I really do think it's some short-term thinking. But it's a common problem, right? My message here today is to say that I was talking through some different opportunities with these guys, and I said, look, where can I help add value? And I was talking through some different scenarios. I said, look, have you crunched your numbers by scaling down, scaling up? Have you looked at other businesses in the area, because everybody's going through the same issue? Have you looked at buying out other businesses, taking over their staff, doing that kind of stuff? Everybody's in the same position. We talked about getting immigrants in and doing that kind of stuff. But there is so much fatigue out there from trying to get staff and competing against all these forces, which are, you know, they're not, these other jobs paying that much are not going to be there forever. There's going to be a time when they just dry up. They're just gone. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be a whole glut of people looking for jobs. But for right now, it's an employee's market. They know that they can move from, you know, one paint shop or panel shop to another and get a job just like that, because there is so many people short. And just about every hospitality place that I go past, they've got a sign in the door saying, help needed, help needed. You know, jobs available, kind of thing. So there's a lot out there. So I think in these times, we've all got staffing issues. It's about looking for the opportunity that exists and not just throwing your hands up in the air and saying, man, I'm so fatigued, I'm done with this, I'm going to close it. But looking at how can you streamline things better? Like, for instance, an example for me is my group sessions. Done them for 13 years with doing my head in and dealing with these people that are not committed. The people that, you know, not enough volume there for it to make it worth my while, and just saying, do you know what? I'm going to just re-engineer my whole business, cut that part out. And it just makes so much of a difference, easing so many other aspects of what I do, but also making it financially better as well. You know, it's a great decision. Sometimes we need to do a review and cut off those things that, you know, we need to so that you can perform better. Those things that may be holding you back. It's a little different for me because I don't have as many overheads as like a paint and panel shop and so forth, but the same process applies. I'm looking for opportunities, looking for if other people are suffering in this industry, you know, where's the opportunity for me in that? Not just getting lost in, oh, well, I'm going to have to close. Like I could have said, like with my group class, oh, these aren't going so well. They're not giving me the results that I want. I should close the whole business. But that really doesn't give credit to the other aspects of business that I run, and how profitable they are and how much better they can be run as well with the extra time that I've now got. Building the relationships as part of this is so, so critical, because opportunities can come from within your own networks. And I said to them, well, look, I know a painter. They're desperate for painters. I said, he doesn't paint cars. He has painted one before, but he paints cupboards. He's a two-pack painter of cupboards. And yes, it's different, but this is a guy that is also thinking about maybe moving on from his business because he's a little bit over the staff shortages and everything that he's going through and those different challenges. This is closer for him physically. It's to his home. It takes off the pressure of him having to run his own home, etc., etc. I'm going to have a discussion with him. So you just never know. I mean, that might make two people happy. You've got to continue to build those relationships and continue to look for the opportunities because there's a lot of fatigue out there. There's a lot of fatigue. But with that fatigue comes opportunity. So keep searching. Now, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation there. I would love to connect with you and help you make 2022 your best year yet. Stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.